Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue our Lenten journey. Today, we delve into the challenging yet profoundly relevant words from our first reading at Mass, which is taken from the Book of Wisdom, specifically chapter 2, verses 1a and 12 through 22. These verses paint a stark picture of the world's reaction to the righteous. I want to ask you to meditate with me on this for a moment. From the Book of Wisdom, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just and boasts that God is his Father. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his words, God will take care of him." These words can feel very unsettling, can't they? In our own lives, we may have experienced the sting of being mocked, ostracized, or even persecuted for our faith. There's a very real fear, a vulnerability that comes with being known as a Christian or a Catholic in a world that often misunderstands or rejects our values. During Lent, we are called to confront our fears, to examine the places where we compromise our faith out of a desire for acceptance. The Book of Wisdom reminds us that the righteous are often seen as a threat, a challenge to the status quo. Our very lives, if lived authentically, can be a reproof of their thoughts. It's easy to shrink back, to hide our light under a bushel, to avoid the discomfort of being different. But Lent is a time for courage. It's a time to remember that we are not alone. Jesus himself faced rejection and persecution. He understands our fears, and he walks with us through them. Think of the early Christians who faced imprisonment and death for their faith. They found strength in their community and their shared belief in the risen Christ. We too can find strength in our faith community in prayer and in the sacraments. This week, prayerfully reflect on the areas where you might be diluting your faith out of fear. Identify one specific way you can more boldly live out your Christian values, even if it means facing criticism or misunderstanding. It might be as simple as wearing a religious symbol, engaging in a respectful conversation about your faith, or standing up for what you believe is right. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know the fear that comes with being faithful to the truth. Grant us the courage to live out our faith authentically, even when it's difficult. Help us to remember that we are not alone, that you are always with us, strengthening us with your grace and your Holy Spirit. Give us the wisdom to discern when to speak and when to be silent, and the courage to always choose your way. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.